And if anybody sees Greg, tell him he's supposed to be at work right now. Yeah, Greg, where are you? Time now for the Gump File. Might I do it? Stupid is. Stupid does. From the files of the morons, Denver police. Elementary school physical ed teacher made a fake bomb threat to avoid having to go to work. District attorney's office said Jennifer Gnomes, 42, left a note at the private school saying there's a bomb inside. Yeah, she was arrested 2 days later, told police she left the note because she didn't want to go to work that day. Now, here's what happens when you do that. In Denver, anyway, now facing a class 6 felony count of false reporting of explosives. She was released after posting a $2,000 bond. She's been suspended from school, where she's worked a couple of years. Come on, man. Just go to work, okay? It's all good. Just go. Look up white trash in the dictionary. Here's a Tennessee man and his brother. Neighbors complained. Police arrived. Tennessee man was caught roasting a raccoon in his parking lot of his apartment complex. Police confronted him about the roadkill. They discovered that wasn't the only thing he was cooking up. A search of the apartment revealed a meth lab. No way. Come on. Cooking up roadkill in the parking lot and there's meth? Adam Eubank arrested along with his brother. Apparently the two would purchase cold medicines used to manufacture meth nearly 36 times in the past year. Weird taste for animals led neighbors to dub them the Squirrel Brothers. How nice is that? Finally, Florida man went to a bar after his home had been burglarized. He'd been missing a bunch of things, including some tickets to a Florida Jaguar game. Well, he met up with a friend when he got to the bar who told him, "Hey, man, I just bought 2 Jaguar tickets for just $20 a piece." Yeah, also the man wanted to know if you could get fingerprints off some knives. Well, Webb called cops. Cops came down. Sure enough, Jeffrey Elder in the bar trying to sell his goods. Yeah, he's in jail in lieu of the $275,000 bail. I'll steal stuff and then go to the corner bar and sell it in the same neighborhood. It's because I'm a whiz at this burglary stuff. Yeah, speaking of burglaries, we're going to talk about pink flamingos and why you should probably give those back if you stole them. There's your Gump File. 6:15 Monday. Good morning.